Hello, City Church. My name is Jacob, and this is City Church Together for Friday, January 22nd. Today, we are continuing in our Deep Roots Good Life story series. Deep Roots Good Life was a practice-based series that we went through as a church last year, and we have been interviewing covenant members about their experiences practicing these spiritual habits. And today, we are having a conversation with Amber Hoot. Amber is one of our covenant members who has served actively in City College and in City Kids. So let's jump into our conversation. Well, Amber, thank you for coming on the City Church Together podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are continuing in our series of Deep Roots Good Life stories. And so I wanted to hear specifically, I love talking with you about your iceberg and your practices of Sabbath and how they have enriched you. And so just give us a little glimpse into what that looks like for you as you practice just taking stock of your emotions and then taking time to rest in the presence of God.
Yeah, so for me, I try to do the emotional iceberg on Tuesday mornings. At first, it was hard to look at my emotions a lot because I realized that a lot of the story that I was telling myself wasn't super fun to look at, and just realizing how quick I am to not remember truth was kind of like, ooh. But then actually at the same time that I like started practicing the emotional iceberg, I was reading the book Gentle and Lowly, and I feel like that book was really good to read at the same time, just thinking about that, like, Jesus really wants to meet us in the spots that feel the darkest or feel the most broken, or that we're most, ooh, I don't really want to think about that or talk about that. And so that was really encouraging, just thinking about that, like, Jesus is with me as I'm processing through emotions, and that those emotions really can lead to seeing his grace and to changing to become more like him. So I think that was really encouraging to me, just knowing that when I do come across an instance where I've been angry or anxious or fearful, and looking at like the root cause of that, that I don't have to fear looking at that, but I really can trust him with it and ask him to walk with me in that and to see truth in that. And one thing that I've been really grateful for, well, two things, is I think writing it down has helped me a lot, because I've been able to go back and look at like patterns of the story that I'm believing. So oftentimes I feel like it goes back to trying to prove that I'm good enough or trying to earn people's affirmation, and thinking that that is like what defines if I had a good or a bad day or whatever that emotion that came from it, whether it was anger or anxiety or whatever it may have been, sadness, all of those things that we like analyze in the iceberg. Remembering the pattern in that story, I think has been really good, because then it's helped me to be quicker to recognize that in myself. And so then when I am starting to feel angry or starting to feel sad about something, I can ask myself, what's the story I'm believing? And the more that I go back and remember truth in the midst of the like that pattern that I've kind of noticed, the quicker that comes to mind in my everyday life. And I think I've been really grateful for that. And so even the pattern, that was the second thing I was going to say, was like the pattern of thinking, why am I feeling this way? What am I telling myself? And what does the gospel actually say? Seeing that actually come to life throughout the rest of the week and not just when I'm in my emotional iceberg on Tuesdays has been something I was kind of surprised by, but really grateful for, and can definitely see how we talk about with habits. Just doing it over and over again can really change us and kind of chip away at who we are and like shape us to be different. So I've been really grateful for the iceberg. And I think it helps me with talking to others about their feelings and like counseling through that, of kind of thinking about that pattern of, okay, like, this is how you were feeling. Why do you think you were feeling that way? Like, what story do you think you were believing? And just thinking through that, even in relationships, has been really helpful.
I love how you take in, you know, something that can easily just become a routine of just, you know, writing something down. You've taken those questions and allowed them, you know, to become like a mental and a heart filter. And so tell us a little bit about your Sabbath. We were talking earlier and you said you felt a lot of joy in the practice of Sabbath and resting. Tell us, like, specifically, you know, what do you do during your Sabbath and what makes it so joy-filled?
The first thing that I do on my Sabbath is sleep in, and I love that because a lot of times throughout the week, especially if I work day shift or I have to get up early, and so it's really nice to sleep in. Then go to church, whether that's live or online, and then most times I'll have something for breakfast that is sweet or that I really like, and right now it's toast with Nutella and strawberries and sometimes bananas, and that is super good to me, and so I have something that like I normally don't have. And then I try to go on a walk or do something active. I really love when the weather's been nice. There's been a couple of friends that I've gotten to just play spike ball or and just do something fun like that. And so I love to be outside doing something active. So when it's possible, love to do that. I try, if I have time, to maybe read a book that is more of a pleasure read than something where I'm trying to get it done in a certain amount of time. And I try to always call home because I'm not from Murfreesboro. I'm from Indiana. And so I try to call my family, which can end up being like 5 phone calls and feel tiring. I mean, it's always nice to talk to my family and everything, especially if it's been a long week, but it can be a lot of phone calls sometimes, which is good. And then we normally go over to a family from the church's house for dinner and hang out there. And so it's good being able to rest and have just a lot of joy and be with people that I love and get to talk to people that I love, and just kind of take a moment to remember all that God is doing and what he's already done. I've really loved that because I feel like it's just been a reminder that God really does love to give us good gifts, and he loves to let us enjoy those gifts. And so having a day where I can just be intentional about enjoying the things that he's given us has been really sweet. And I think just like been a good reminder of his character and like his heart towards us in the things that he's given us. So that's definitely been a really big blessing.
I love that, Amber. And so for the listeners who have tried Sabbath, who have tried exploring the iceberg, what encouragement would you give them, either people who maybe haven't started these habits or are struggling to pick them back up? What encouragement would you give?
I feel like what I would say is that first is it's worth it. And if you can look at the heart behind those habits and see like why they're desirable, that was really motivating for me, of thinking these things will grow me closer to the Lord, and like he wants to meet me in these things. And especially in my failures, he's there with me and still loves me. And remembering that his love isn't dependent on the habits, but that we can experience more of his love through the habits. And so I think that has been really helpful, remembering, because sometimes I think it can feel like if you fail at disciplines or whatever it may be that you're trying to do in your walk with Christ, that God is like disappointed or not, I don't know, that somehow you become on opposing teams in some ways. But in reality, it's like he's just for you and he's with you and fighting with you to help you with those habits. And I think the second thing that was really helpful for me with those habits, and hopefully is encouraging to others, is that it can look different for everybody. And the important thing isn't necessarily how perfect you do it, but it's just about meeting the Lord in those things and growing in intimacy with him. Like he wants that for us and desires that for us. So we're not alone in that and in the struggle and everything. So I think, yeah, all of that I hope is encouraging, but just know that the Lord is for you and he's not disappointed with you failing at habits, but he really loves you and wants to meet you in those things wherever you're at with them.
Well, Amber, thank you for coming on the podcast today and sharing these encouragements.
Thanks for having me.
City Church, if you want to get back on track with these spiritual practices or maybe start for the first time, download our app in the App Store or on Google Play. There are links in today's episode's description. City Church, go and multiply the gospel.